Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. So great to be here with you guys on a Friday Eve edition of the program. Lots of fun stuff coming your way today. So here we go. Tomorrow, live on location at Dave and Buster's. Lonzo owes me lunch. Thrilled about that. 1 to 4 p.m. Come out for fun. Come out for games. I'm going to be out with the Rise guys. Probably the most... Listen, we've got a lot of great shows here, but maybe, perhaps, the most successful show in our station cluster. They will be out with me for a couple hours. We're going to have some fun. I invite you guys to come out. And I would love to have the chance to meet you. If you're in the Greenville-Spartanburg area, come out, say hello. Would be great to meet you. Lonzo, I was floored at the number of people that came out to say hello when we were at the Westgate Ingles in Spartanburg a few weeks ago. And I'm excited about this opportunity as well. So tons of good stuff to get to here. Yes, sir. Can I help you? Okay, you look like you're reading something.
I'm going over the...
Oh, the cut sheet.
The cut sheet.
You're going over the cut
which
sheet.
Which I just got done because someone sent me a ton of audio right at the end of the show, and I'm making sure it matches.
Oh, I appreciate it, sir. I appreciate it very much. We would be remiss if we did not mention to you the new feature on the show. Lonzo, do we have both of them today? Both sounders today?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the new feature of the show is now unveiled. Whom among you is going to be the first to throw a flag on Offsides with Mark Ryan? We call ourselves Offsides. You get to throw the Offsides flag on us.
I am throwing a flag on Mark Ryan for sending me 10 cuts of audio with only a few minutes, and it's humanly impossible to do what I did.
Well, listen, Lonzo, we have not considered you to be human for quite some time now. Okay, you are the radio station superhero. Okay, and that's what you are. It was one of those days, Lonzo. It was one of those days where I wasn't able to get you the stuff earlier. You know.
So there's an example of how you can throw a flag.
Yes,
there, on someone.
There's an example. Who's going to be the first to do it? You can throw a flag on the show. I can throw a flag on Lonzo. You can throw a flag on me. You can throw a flag on Lonzo. Hey, listen, we're adding new elements to the most interactive sports radio show in the entire upstate, and there you go. So when you have a real, real beef with someone, with something I said, with something Lonzo said, text the show, call the show, throw the flag, and you will be able to hear. Love it. Oh, I love new show toys. We have a new show toy, and just like I do with a new favorite album, I'm going to play it out. I'm going to play it out completely, man. We're going to have a lot of fun with that here on the program. So yesterday, Clemson wets the bed, and they do not win a game that they absolutely had to win to make the NCAA tournament. It is the fifth such game that Clemson has lost in the last possession this year. I said yesterday on the show, and I'm going to double down on that today, that Brad Brownell should be fired. He should be fired. Okay, it's as simple as that. And the only reason he shouldn't be fired is if you accept a coach who is making the tournament twice in 9 years, right? What I said yesterday, if that's good enough for you, you've got the right coach. If it's not good enough for you, you need a different one. You need a different head coach if that's not good enough for you. And ultimately, in sports and in life, you will get what a reflection of what you will accept, right? In relationships, if you're someone who gets walked all over and you will accept that, you will continue to get that. In sports, if you are a fan base that won't settle for anything less than the best, eventually you will have the best. It's why I know that Notre Dame football and Florida football, even if they're going through a rough patch, will ultimately be up at the top again because the fan bases won't settle for anything less. The question for you, the fan base of Clemson, is what are you willing to accept? What are you willing to accept in terms of your basketball program, right? I mean, is what you're seeing acceptable to you, right? And I think it's really kind of an interesting conversation. If Clemson does go on and move on from Brad Brownell because a job of a head coach is to help his team mature, and Clemson never got over the hump the entire season, and I realize they made the Sweet 16 last year, and I realize that's the best they've done under Brad Brownell, and I realize that Clemson is a football program, but you know what? My alma mater, Florida, is a football program. Back-to-back national championships, 4 Final Fours in the last 20 years, 3 more Elite Eights in the last 20 years, all right? Football program, football first school. If Florida can do that, why not Clemson? Do you want to settle for mediocrity? Meanwhile, NC State and Virginia, the 8th-seeded Wolfpack, are up 24-22 on the overrated Virginia Cavaliers, who always have this amazing record, and yet you know will be upset by someone in the tournament yet again. This only adds fuel to the fire. I mean, if you're a Clemson basketball fan, you had a 16-point lead yesterday on NC State. You blow the second largest second half lead in the tournament's history yesterday in the loss to North Carolina State in a game you absolutely had to win. And now North Carolina State is beating not just the number one seed in the conference, they're beating the number one seed in the nation right now. So if you're looking for a replacement, whom might you look at? Ryan Odom is one name that has come to mind. He is the head coach of UMBC. Nate Oates of Buffalo has done a really, really nice job with the Buffalo Bulls. TJ Otzelberger from South Dakota State is a young guy, 46-24. Eric Musselman at Nevada is a really, really, really hot name. He's had Nevada in the top 10 this year. I also like Wes Miller of UNC Greensboro, Porter Moser from Loyola Chicago, even though Loyola Chicago this year is not going to be the Cinderella team. Remember Sister Jean from a year ago? They got knocked out of their conference tournament. And a couple more names for you. I like Paul Weir of New Mexico and John Brannan of Kentucky. I'm kind of putting together a list of young guys who you might be interested in moving on, might be interested in taking that step to the next level. And then one name that you're probably familiar with, but maybe you haven't previously considered. He's not a young spring chicken, but he's been damn successful. And that's Mike Young at Wofford. Mike Young at Wofford. If you can do at Wofford what Mike Young is doing this year, you've got to be incredibly impressed with that, right? I mean, don't you get the sense that Mike Young at Wofford would be a better fit at Clemson than one Brad Brownell is? I mean, he took a perennially losing program at Wofford, and in the last 12 years, he's had one losing season. One losing season the last 12 years at Wofford for Mike Young, a program that was in the gutter, in the toilet, at the turn of the millennium when he arrived. 55 years old, still young enough to have a great 10 to 15 year run at a big time school, is Mike Young, somebody you look at if you're Clemson. I just say this, you know, to me, Lonzo, in life, I don't believe in settling in any way, shape, or form. I think if Clemson brings back Brad Brownell, even after they extended him a year ago, if they bring him back, it's a sign that they're settling. It's a sign that they're paying the financial game. They don't want to pay him the big buyout that he's owed, so we're going to take it on the chin. We're going to keep paying him for years. I just feel like two tournament berths in 9 years is not good enough at Clemson. I'm asking the Clemson faithful to admit that it's not good enough for you. It's not easy to say, yes, I would like to fire our head coach. Look, I've lost my job. Okay? Like, I've lost my dream job in my life. You think I want people to be fired? No. I mean, I was the afternoon drive host with Booger McFarland in Tampa, Florida. Right? The guy who's now in Monday Night Football. I was terminated, not fired, terminated in a corporate merger. I was as heartbroken, if not more, from that than I've been from the end of any romantic relationship. You think I want people to be fired? No. But if you're not performing, if I'm not performing, time to make a change. If I'm not performing at the time my contract is done here, if I haven't increased the listenership here, if I haven't created a buzz here, replace me. Brad Brunell, you've had 9 years. You've had an acceptable outcome twice in 9 years. If you set the bar in terms of an acceptable outcome as making the NCAA tournament, you've been acceptable 2 out of 9 years. Would you still have your job if you were good 2 out of 9 years at your job? Lonzo, please tell me that Clemson is not going to settle for this guy.
I think they will. Here's the thing. He's been on the hot seat, the supposed hot seat, for years now, and he managed to get past it every single year. So it would not shock me if they don't bring him back next year.
And it wouldn't shock me, but I'm hoping that they will hold themselves to a higher standard. They will ask more of themselves. They will stop settling. Don't be the dude whose girl walks all over you, man. You know, have higher standards for yourself. Think more highly of yourself. Expect more of yourself. Settle for less. Go after what you really want, even if it hurts. Even if it hurts. Even if you know by saying goodbye to Brunell, you're going to have to take a step back before you take a step forward. What Clemson has done is not acceptable. It's not acceptable. And it's time that Clemson turn the page and look forward. All right, coming up next, how Panthers owner Dave Tepper is using the best example possible to build his brand. My name is Mark Ryan. You're listening to Offsides. It's right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. I called yesterday a watershed day for sports in South Carolina, a red letter day, because the Carolina Panthers are looking at making South Carolina their home in terms of their headquarters, in terms of their practice facility. South Carolina could be home. And so a lot of you that live here, you're saying, okay, Mark, so what? We've considered the Carolina Panthers our team for quite some time. And truth be told, when I look up the most popular teams by state, you know how they do those little fan graphs that you can pull up on your computer, right? And they color in an entire state, or they even show you by county, the most popular team by county. The Carolina Panthers are far and away the most popular team here. You've considered them your team for a long time. As somebody who has lived and worked all over the country, though, what I can tell you is the perception has always been that the Carolina Panthers are Charlotte's team, that they're North Carolina's team. Nobody outside of this area looks at the Carolina Panthers as South Carolina's NFL team, right? And so I really want to do my part to change that reputation. I've been fortunate enough. I mean, I have followers in a lot of different pockets from around the country because of where I've worked. I have followers in Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Houston, Atlanta, right? And I can kind of help spread the word, and I can kind of do my small part to help spread the word here. But the Panthers ownership, Dave Tepper, is doing more than I obviously ever could by wanting to make the commitment to build headquarters here in South Carolina. How does that make you feel? 1-844-477-3776 is the number. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. To you, it might be like, yeah, it's cool, but we already consider them our team. To me, who knows that the national perception of the Carolina Panthers is that they're not really your team. They're Charlotte's team. It's a huge watershed day. It is a massive watershed day. So I learned something today, and I learned something this morning that I thought was really cool, and I have no idea what percentage of you know this. Lonzo, did you happen to see my tweet about this morning at all?
I did.
You did? Did you know that beforehand?
They, if I recall, they made a big deal about it when they did it.
Okay, so check this out. Check this out. The logo for the Carolina Panthers, I learned today, is a sketch of South Carolina and North Carolina pushed together. Okay, I mean, it's, you know, it's a sketch of how they look on a map of the United States. And they made the Panthers' head out of the way those two states look together. Because the Carolina Panthers were always supposed to be a merging of the two states, which to me is freaking fantastic. I'm learning new things. If you're rolling your eyes at me right now, humor me for a minute because I'm just a new guy here, right? I mean, I think that's totally fascinating. I think that's totally badass, and I never knew that before. I never knew that before. But I, you know, the tease to this segment was the following, right? How Panthers owner Dave Tepper is using the best example possible to build his brand. And what example is that? That of the New England Patriots. Now think about what the Patriots did. The New England Patriots. It's a little known fact, and this is coming from thepostgame.com, that the Patriots have not always been known by their name. They had an identity crisis 40 years ago. The Postgame spoke to NFL historian Joe Horgan, who told the story about how this came to be. He said, quote, things were pretty rough for the Boston Patriots in the early 1970s. There wasn't a lot of pro football interest in the Boston area. Can you imagine that? Given where the Patriots are today, can you imagine in the 70s, my birth decade, that their football wasn't popular in the Boston area? I can't even envision that. And he says, the team had bounced around to a number of different sites. They were playing in the old AFL, and when they moved out to Foxborough, they were really trying to broaden their reach and become a regional team. And at the time, most football fans in Boston, think about the rivalry between New York and Boston. Most fans in Boston supported the New York Giants. All right, so several names were considered. They considered the Bay State Patriots. Now check this out. They ultimately decided not to go with the Bay State Patriots because their competition would call them the BS Patriots, right?
It was a good move on their part.
Right, probably a good move on that part. And the result was the tag of New England, which seemed to have a significant role in shaping the future of the franchise. And then Horgan says, you can really see it was a turning point for the Patriots. They've really developed a regional following and been embraced by the New England area. Now they're one of the most famous teams and brands in the world and are playing for another Super Bowl. As name changes go, it has to be one of the most successful ones ever. They're not called the North Carolina Panthers. They're called the Carolina Panthers. Yet the perception, and perception is reality, folks, is that they're Charlotte's team, that they're North Carolina's team. Think about what New England did branding-wise with that name. And then also consider that when you look at those maps, when you can look right now on your computer if you're at work, most popular NFL team in each state. And what you will find is that now the Patriots are the most popular team in every single New England state. The Patriots are the most popular of them all, okay? They're the most popular team in Connecticut, in Delaware, in Maine, in New Hampshire, in New Jersey, and in Vermont, as well as Massachusetts. By branding them as the New England Patriots, they're the most popular team in the entire area, in an 8-state region. You've branded them, you have branded well, you have branded successfully. In the past, under Richardson, I don't believe like the Carolina Panthers were branded well. I know that they did a lot of training camps here, they practiced here, they played here for a year. Nobody outside of this area views the Carolina Panthers as South Carolina's NFL team. They don't believe that South Carolina has ownership of it. And the new ownership, Dave Tepper, is looking to make a major change there. I, for one, think this is absolutely fantastic. I think this is huge watershed news. And as this continues to evolve, and as everyone knows that the headquarters are in South Carolina, and as more people find out, and again, I'm doing my part, that the logo for the Carolina Panthers is actually what South Carolina and North Carolina look like together on the map of the United States, the perception is going to start to be that, you know, when you heard me do that segment a few weeks ago, will this region ever get a pro sports team? Mark Ryan, you idiot, we already have one. We already have a pro sports team. The Carolina Panthers are our pro sports team here. All right, your thoughts on this are very, very welcome. Let me see here one second. Okay, ladies first policy here on the show. I just did amazing sign language to Lonzo in a way that worked beautifully. Our ladies first policy means Mia is up first on the show. Mia, thank you so much for the call. You're off sides. Mia, go ahead.
Hey, I am actually chiming in because I enjoyed hearing about the Pats because I didn't know about that. But I think that it's South Carolina becoming the center for the Panthers is very smart because South Carolina is one of the fastest growing states in the country. That will increase Carolina's awareness. And I think it would be incredibly smart for them to take that, what you told us about the image being South Carolina and North Carolina together.
Did you know that before, Mia? I never heard about that before.
No. And I actually think that should be a campaign. It should be a brand awareness campaign for them. If you're listening, Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. Totally. No, exactly. Yeah. If you look at it, and you can actually look that up on a computer, right? So look up Carolina Panthers logo, South Carolina, North Carolina merged together. And all these photos from like Reddit came up and they look exactly like the states look together. It's really incredible. And I totally agree with you, Mia. I mean, I think, but what bothers me is that South Carolina gets lumped in as one of those states that doesn't have a pro team. And so that tells me the previous ownership didn't do the same job with branding that New England has done in the Northeast. You look at the most popular teams, you know, you look at those graphs for the most popular teams in the Northeast. New England is the most popular team in 8 states. Why? Because they've successfully branded themselves as the New England Patriots, an 8-state region, right? Carolina needs to brand themselves as better, do a better job branding themselves as the team for the whole Carolinas, right?
Well, take the Pepsi thing. It says born in the Carolinas. They can do a similar thing, right?
100%. Mia, so nice to hear from you here on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. Everybody Don't be a stranger, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate the call, Mia. Ladies first policy here on the show. As is always the case, we keep it rolling, and Bill is up next. Bill, thanks for the call. You're offsides.
Yeah, I'm just going to echo what the previous caller just said. I think it's smart in the fact that South Carolina is a football state. North Carolina is a basketball state. And I think merging, bringing South Carolina, I think it's genius. I think it's – and you're all over it, Mark, with the branding – branding, if you're a startup business, anything, in today's market, your brand is your most important thing. Your brand is almost as important as your product. And the fact that they're doing that, they're bringing, and the story you said about New England was phenomenal. I didn't know that. I'm going to use that in my next session.
You can steal it. I'm telling you, you can steal it.
Great,
for
man.
A small fee, Bill, you can steal anything I say. You and I will talk off the air about what the finder's fee is for that particular news. But no, honestly, when people listen to our show here, I always want to give you something that you can take with you that maybe you didn't know before. Right. I'm always looking to give you something like that. And by the way, to your point, most popular men's basketball markets in the country. Top 5. Raleigh, Durham, number 3. Greensboro, High Point, number 4.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Yeah.
Of course, they want to be in South Carolina. Yeah. Of course. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. We're hungry. But I'll tell you one thing that's weird. Let me get this in here. You probably got to take a break. But. One thing about – I believe anybody over the age of 40, which I am, it's really hard. I'm not a diehard Carolina fan. I'm a 49ers fan, and I believe a lot of people my age and up already had a team. You know, I fell in love with Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, and Roger Craig in the 80s. And when Panthers came, I just couldn't switch. So I think the demographic of fans that really, that you said they've done a poll in the most popular team in South Carolina, I would be willing to say that's 40 and down. I don't have, none of my friends are Carolina Panthers fans. They're either Cowboy fans, which they'll be okay. I hope they make it to heaven. Steelers fans or 49er Green Bay Packers. Nobody is Carolina, but I think this is a big step in that direction. A great show as always, man. Good job. I'm in the process right now of helping rebrand some different things. I'm going to use your story to get the staff motivated about how important it is that you sell the brand and include, you know, everyone in it. But appreciate it, man. Great show as always. Enjoy listening to you.
Thank you so much, Bill. I really appreciate it. See, look at what we're doing now, Lonzo. Now we are infiltrating companies, local companies, with our message here, okay, on successfully spreading your wings and broadening your brand, right? Expanding your brand is what we're helping you do. Never thought you would get that here. You know, I was talking to my boss today, and he said, you know, kind of, we were talking about how I kind of envision the show. And why not? I'll tell you this. I was talking about, you know, some other shows that are around the area. And I said, you know, I hear a lot of shows and I hear a lot of people talking sports and they just sound like guys talking sports to me. Right. So I listen to different shows, you know, some in the area, some outside the area. And so much of what I hear on sports radio, it's just a guy talking sports. And I've always viewed myself as more than a guy talking sports. Right? We're going to talk about the issues. We're going to talk about fan behavior. We're going to have fun. We're going to dig deep. So I don't think you would hear the segment I just did on any other radio show. And I'm proud of that fact. I view myself and I always want to be more than just a guy talking sports. All right. So thank you so much for helping me achieve that. And you passing the word on, Bill, to your employees is proof positive that I'm doing the kind of show that I want to do. All right. Up next, what a little whiny baby. I mean, this dude is exactly like telling on your sibling to your parents. It's unbelievable. And it's next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Listen, my alma mater is in the exact same spot right now as Clemson was in yesterday. Florida is one of the last four teams listed in the tournament right now by ESPN's Joe Lunardi. They're playing the 10 seed, the Arkansas Razorbacks. Florida's record is 17-14. Now they're playing the 9 seed, 8-9 game. And by the way, Josh Phillips, I would like 3 servings of bacon tonight when Florida wins this game in honor of the beatdown that we're about to put on you. And I, of course, say that because I'm really nervous about this bloody game. Exact same position as Clemson. Florida's best win, LSU, is a little bit better than Clemson's was, Virginia Tech. But it's the 8-9 matchup. And in my opinion, you know, if you're in the 8-9 matchup in your conference tournament, you probably don't have a case to make the tournament anyway. But you definitely don't have a case if you lose the first game of the 8-9 matchup. So
you know,
here we are.
I got to say, this is the first time I've seen some fire in you about your team.
Really?
I mean, yeah, because I'm just joking around saying I'm rooting for the Razorbacks. And
no, man,
there was daggers coming out of your eyes. So you know, I can't wait till football season. We're going to have so much fun with that.
No, you know what, Lonzo? Like yesterday started to bring the fire out because I knew Clemson, I knew how badly they needed that game. And I knew they wet the bed in a game that they needed the most. And then I thought to myself, geez, man, like Florida is in the exact same predicament. The exact same predicament as Clemson. You lose the 8-9 game, you're going to be out of the tournament. And sure enough, right now, Florida is listed as one of the last four teams in. You blow this game, you're out. And you don't deserve to be in, frankly. If you can't beat a team that's 8-10 in your conference in a game that you have to win, how can you say that you deserve to be in the tournament, right? 28-27 Florida over Arkansas, Razorbacks going to the line. Woo Pig Suey, serve me up that bacon, please, Josh Phillips. I would like it very, very much. We will have that game on. By the way, if you hear my mood worsen over the course of this show, I think it will be patently obvious to you as to why that is. Right?
Well, if you're in the middle of a segment, I'll make sure to update you as Arkansas goes way ahead of Florida, because I'm sure you want to know. That's breaking news.
Yeah. No, thanks. You know, that really...
You're so upset you forgot my name.
What you're saying, Lonzo, really flops my bacon, and I really wish you wouldn't do that, okay? Really flops my bacon.
You know, I always understand all those that you say, you know, raspberries and all, but flops the bacon. I don't get that one.
Right, it's got flopping. Bacon's got to be stiff, and it's got to be crispy.
Yes,
right?
I completely agree with you.
Right, so, you know, I'm on team crispy with the bacon, okay? Stop. Please don't flop my bacon as we cook up the bacon that is known as the Razorbacks Woo Pig Suey today. Please don't do that to me, because it's very, very upsetting. Listen, yesterday with Clemson was upsetting to me. I'm not a Clemson fan, but I shared with you guys, like, I would like to see. I like South Carolina. I like Clemson. I enjoy kind of being in the middle of the rivalry between you guys throwing hate at each other from either side. OK, you know, I am one of the Buffer brothers in your rivalry, and I know better than to say it, Lonzo, so don't worry, right? The ring announcer guys, right?
I'm one of those guys.
I know better than to say that. We'll have a major fine if I say what he says, right?
Talk about Michael and Bruce.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Okay. I'm one of those guys for the Palmetto rivalry, and I love being that guy in the middle of it. But the reality is I like both of them, okay? I root for both of them. I'd like to see both of them in the tournament, if I may. So anyway, the other thing is this little crybaby wuss earlier today did the same thing that you and I did when we were 7 years old in our, you know, what your 9-year-old sibling hit you. Okay. He runs and tells and makes sure that everybody knows what he's talking about. And that, of course, is Will Wade, the suspended coach of the LSU Tigers. Now, listen to this nonsense. He puts this out today in text format. Now, you know, boy, let me tell you, Will, every time you publicly slander your employer, that tends to work out so well for people. I mean, I'm sure everybody who publicly challenges their employer's policies, things are just going to be dandy there, I'm sure, from this point moving forward. So this morning, in text format, okay, Will Wade sends out the following. This morning, I advised President Alexander, Athletic Director Joe Oliva, and the LSU Board of Supervisors that I would like to resume my duties as head basketball coach. Quick reminder here, of course, he's being suspended because he's on wiretap from the FBI having paid a player, right? They have him on saying they made, quote, this is a quote, okay, a great bleep offer. Right. He said we made a great bleep offer on tape. Right. That FBI has on wiretap. Right. So he said so he's suspended, and he's suspended because he was asked to meet with LSU to discuss it, and he wouldn't do it. Right. He wouldn't do it. So he says, last week when the university decided to place me on administrative leave, I accepted the decision without complaint. What a big man, Will. What a big man. As I knew that they wanted time to reflect on the flurry of media reports. With the benefit of a week to consider the circumstances, I believe university officials should allow me to resume my duties. Pause. What does that mean? Why is he putting this out there? He's putting this out there because they have not allowed him to resume his duties. He's already shared this with them. They said no, so now he's crying to mommy and daddy, right? I understand, he continues, that in today's hyper-intense media environment, it is extremely difficult for any organization, particularly a public university, to stand firm in the face of rumors, leaks, and innuendo. In this case, the simple truth is I have been placed on leave because I exercised my right. This is great. I've been placed on leave because I exercised my right not to submit to a joint LSU/NCAA interview on the exact same subject matter at issue in an impending federal criminal trial in New York. Yeah, that you're involved in. My legal counsel advised the university that it would be wholly inappropriate for me or anyone to submit to an interview under these circumstances. Declining to be interviewed was a difficult decision for me, as I would like to cooperate fully with all parties, particularly LSU. To be clear, however, all I've done is follow the prudent advice of counsel to exercise my constitutional rights to due process. Given these facts, I don't believe it is appropriate for me to be relieved of my duties. We have a great basketball program made up of excellent student athletes and quality coaches, the players who've given their all for this institution, the students and alumni who are devoted to LSU, blah, 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 and fans all across Louisiana and beyond deserve to see this team fulfill its destiny. I love LSU and everything it stands for. What I'm asking for is the right to do my job while exercising my constitutional rights. I don't think that's too much to ask. Yeah, here's why it's too much to ask, Will. Because you're involved in a criminal case, okay? Why would LSU want a face of their basketball program that is involved in a criminal case, especially when you pull out constitutional rights when they try to ask you more about it? We want to learn more about this. Nope, constitutional rights. You know, a police officer gives you the right to remain silent. You also have the right to be arrested, right? I mean, it is beyond amazing to me that this Yahoo would actually say, I should be coaching, when he would not talk to his own employer about in further detail about him being involved in a criminal investigation. Of course you're suspended, you idiot. Of course you are. And if you speak up, you know you're going to be fired because they've got you. They have audio of your voice. Oh, my God. This guy, cry me a river. And because LSU won't let him coach, now let's put this out publicly. Mommy, she hit me. She hit me and she's not getting punished. Unbelievable. Unbelievable the cojones on this guy. Crazy to me, man. Wow. All right. Coming up next on the show. Have you ever wanted to get out of a date? This is the best get out of jail free card I've ever seen. And it's next. My name is Mark Ryan. This is Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate. So this was fantastic. You know, you never know what conversations you're going to have in the office. We have this like state-of-the-art kitchen here, and it's tremendous. And like I gotta thank our GM, Steve Sinicropi, because he puts together, you know, we've got like marble countertops. It's smells of rich mahogany channeling my inner Ron Burgundy. There's always fresh fruit in there that you can grab at any time. So we're well nourished in here. So I'm going in there today. I'm heating up my food. And like our office water cooler takes place in the kitchen, right? And so there's three of my coworkers in there, all women, and they're telling a dating story. And my ears perk up. And suddenly I said, I'm interested in what I'm hearing. I'm really kind of fascinated with where this story is going to go. So anyway, check this out. One of my coworkers in the office had a date recently. And I believe the date was, it went relatively well. I think the guy was a little bit younger than her. And then on another night, you know, the guy asked, hey, I'd like to take you out again. She thinks better of it, I think, perhaps because the guy was younger than her, right? But she didn't exactly know how to break the news to the guy, right? So this just happened with the last few weeks, and I'm downstairs and I'm getting my food ready. And man, I'm into this. I mean, I'm into this conversation. Okay. So anyway, she hands the phone to her friend and says, what should I do? And her friend says, let me handle it. And her friend sent the following text to the guy that she would not be going out with him again. So this is coming from her friend. Now listen to this. Listen to this and tell me what you think. Okay. The rejections of all rejections. I had an amazing time with you, and you are quite the stud. However, there are too many hot ladies out there, and I just can't bring myself to rip you off the market just yet. Wink face. While age ain't nothing but a number, I'm not trying to get the hashtag mute R. Kelly movement after me, but I'm hoping that we can be really good buds. You good? Listen, this would be the first time in history that I like the woman more after she dumps me. The first time in the history of my life that I would like her more, okay? If I was let go that way, I'd really want the girl. I'd really want the girl. Like, I am coming strong now. I mean, wow. If you're writing a book, I'm buying it. I don't know how you feel about still pursuing after someone rejects you, Lonzo, but my mom rejected my dad 3 times. My aunt rejected my uncle 7 times. You've got to take the temperature in the room. If they're really not into you, they're really not into you. But if there's something holding them back, you've got to feel that out. And if that happened to me, I'm coming stronger after that. I'm coming stronger because that is the greatest rejection text of all time. Hour number two, we'll check in on Clemson's pro day. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.